Paddy, fantastic to see you here, of course, part of the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles. Disappointing not to have the season it was, but the reality is that New South Wales rugby is in a change, and it's disappointing to see so many Waratahs out of the team. But guess what? We're making a transition. We had no Rams this year, and these are the sides we're going to have moving forward in the NRC.
Yep, so look, great to be in Tamworth. Absolutely love it here. I think Gary Walsh and Millsy are doing a great job with their development officer work up here, engaging the community through the Eagles and the Waratahs, and makes me really proud to come out here and be a Tamworthian, see all the people who are enjoying themselves and all the kids enjoying themselves. It wasn't the result we wanted. It hasn't been all year, but that's how it goes.
Well, we move on to another field now. You've decided to not be with the Waratahs anymore. Great career. 100 games, man. Of course, we have that beautiful jumper celebrating the Cerebral Palsy League as your first ever shirt. And, of course, the Super Rugby final in 2014. What an incredible day. And just being part of the fabric of not only being part of it in regards to being part of the Waratahs, but being the real face of country rugby as well and being a real touchstone and inspiration to everybody in country rugby. You must be so proud of that legacy you're going to leave, even though you might not define the legacy yourself.
Yeah, look, I think it's a funny thing. You know, you don't do that stuff to be spoken about like that, but they're very kind words, Wixie. I really appreciate it. So, yeah, look, mate, really, I'll be involved in country rugby as long as I'm in Australia, and you know, whatever I'm doing next, I'll be thinking I'll be part of the country rugby scene in some capacity, hopefully in part of the country coterie, which has just recently been announced, which is like a foundation for country rugby. And so I'll be a part of that. I sit on that committee, and which will soon become a board, and we'll go from there. So that's going to influence the way country rugby is run, and it's going to give back to the grassroots and make us not as reliant on the AAU or New South Wales for funding. It's going to make us a little bit more self-sufficient for
it. You've got Angus Wilson, also Alex too, for the part of that. If you want to find out more, get in touch with Jamie Godfrey through New South Wales Rugby at jgodfrey@nswrugby.com.au. Of course, fantastic times at Sydney University as well, another premiership. And yeah, just the influence they've had on you as a player and a person.
Yeah, love uni. Very proud to be part of that club, and it was a great win this year. Rob Taylor was a fantastic coach, Rowan O'Regan, great captain. I'll always be a student, always proud to be a student, and yeah, it's a great club.
Playing for the Wallabies is as good as it gets. You still look at the cap and the jumpers and go, wow, how good's this? I'm a Wallaby forever. Never can be taken away from me.
No, don't do that, Wixie. I don't look at them. I know it, and yeah, I don't think about it too much, mate. That's for more after the career.
Well, speaking of after a career, this is never going to stop because you're part of something fantastic that's saving lives left, right and centre. Of course, the big pachyderm in the room, and Batyr, BATYR.com.au is where you go to if you need any help, if you've got any issues in regards working out your sexuality, you've got depression or anything like that. This has just been sensational, and on the ground they do a great job, not only in northern New South Wales but around the country, and you've been part of it, and you're going to have something very special for us in November to tell us all about it and tell us where you're going to roll it all out.
Yeah, so we're going to be running a roadshow between Cowra and Narrabri. We're going to be hitting a bunch of towns and cities, going to schools, going to rugby clubs, training up mental health officers. We want each club to have 2 to 3 mental health officers, just regular people. They don't have to be have any kind of special qualification like a nurse or a doctor or anything. All they need to be is just people who are going to be around the club, who can identify the signs of someone who's struggling and point them in the right direction in terms of services. So that's what we're looking to do. That's the main goal. As well as that, we'll be getting out to communities, giving back, find a few prezzies for some kids, and give back to a few schools as well. So it's going to be a great roadshow. We'll be running from about the 16th, 17th of November through to the start of December. So if you're in those areas of Western New South Wales, get around us.
Well, of course, you can find out more on the website there, batyr.com.au. Go through it. It's spelled BATYR.com.au. Look out for the big blue pachyderm in the corner of the website. Get into the results. Even if you're feeling well, you can always go out there and be a mentor and help people out, just like you have, Patrick. And we wish you all the best moving forward, and thank you for your time, and looking forward to the magnificence that this roadshow is going to be throughout November and December throughout the Central, Western, Central, North.
Thanks, Wixie. Cheers, mate.